Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 126 for Friday, October 30th, 2015. So it looks like we're more on the every 2 week schedule right now. I'm actually recording later than I did more than 2 weeks ago, but I put it up last Friday, so we'll call it 2 week schedule. Doesn't really matter. Everything seems fine. That's a doable schedule, and we may get back to the closer to a weekly schedule. We'll just have to see. I don't mind it. At least there's plenty that's happened, so I can talk for a little while. So no worries. We're not required to be on any sort of weekly thing or whatever. So we'll just see how it goes and go with the flow. But a lot's happened in 2 weeks. The last time I posted, we were just getting ready to leave for Countdown to Craziness. It's Duke's Midnight Madness. It's first official practice, the team versus team game sort of thing, where you get to see the new team for the first time. It was a lot of fun. Half the team is freshmen. It's crazy. And that's just kind of the way it is now, but there's some good looking freshmen, some pretty incredible athletes on that team. And then, some good experienced players as well. So it's a good mix. We've been maybe our fourth, I would say, Countdown to Craziness. Definitely our worst seats. I mean, we were way high up. The good thing about Cameron is that the venue is so small that it's actually, there are very, very few bad seats in Cameron. You have to be both far away and behind a girder or something for it to really be bad. Cause even as high up as we were, it was actually a pretty good spot for being able to watch the game. My guess is cause I'm in the Iron Duke program and I don't spend a huge amount of money on it, but I am in it. So we even get the seats early, but it was a hugely attended, Countdown to Craziness this year because of the championship last year, I imagine. I think even though, the Iron Dukes get to go for tickets early, there just must have been a bunch of Iron Dukes doing it. And it actually was we were in a good section. We were very right near, right on pretty much, mid court. It was just way up. But again, like I said, Cameron's so small, it didn't matter. They were still good seats. Just surprising. Cause we've been much, much closer, other times, but, no worries. So it was a good time. We wandered around campus and the old places that we like to hang out in Durham and everything. So definitely enjoyed it. We Charlotte and I are more than semi-serious about, if and when we leave here. We pretty strongly consider moving to Durham. I really like Durham. There's a lot of technical stuff going on there. It's where I went both to high school and to college. She likes the college. It's kind of an artsy sort of town with a lot of interesting things going on. So we're definitely thinking about it. I keep an eyeball on things with Zillow on housing and stuff. So we'll see how that goes. I talked about the Chromecast last time, and I haven't really used it much since then. That's not because it turned into one of those where we just dropped it in a drawer and haven't used it again. But actually last week I had to be in Atlanta extra days longer. And so I decided to take the Xbox One from the bedroom that Charlotte uses to play, when we play co-op, whatever, and take it to Atlanta, to play Destiny, which I've been playing, most evenings lately. It was something to while away the time while I was there. And I definitely enjoy that. I did do that last week. This week, I actually didn't play Destiny. I was only there on Wednesday, and I was on the phone with my dad because I called him for his birthday, and we talked for a pretty good while. And then I realized that the Republican debate was getting ready to start. So I watched that, and after that, I was pretty tired. But good Lord, I don't know. I mean, it's just interesting to note, and it happens in most years, nobody really had a clue that Barack Obama was going to pull out so strongly against Hillary last time, her last, And certainly nobody thought that, you know, who's Donald Trump? Well, everybody knows who Donald Trump is, but seriously, he's really going to run. He's really going to, you know. And then Ben Carson, where did he come from? And, you know, Jeb Bush got $100 million in the bank, or his PAC does, I guess. Like, a lot of his money's in his PAC. But not only has he not gone anywhere, this last debate in particular, holy Moses, it was pretty sad. I mean, you know, the man has experience with this stuff. He was governor of Florida. I'm sure he had to do debates down there. I don't know that he did, but I'm sure he had to. It's just amazing to me how poorly he is doing. He may still, you know, the establishment Republican stuff may, you know, still end up, you know, winning things in the end, but they're going to have to do it in spite of him. And his poor performance is pretty crazy. So yeah, no Destiny this week. I did play last week, though. It was fun. And speaking of, you know, last week and Destiny, I was in the office extra days. It actually turned out not being too many, really any extra days at all, but it was a potential for extra days. Because we went through another round of downsizing last week. And apparently the previous time that they had done that, it had been difficult tracking down people to let them know that their services were no longer required. So they just said, everybody come in, even though they were like, oh, you guys are probably safe. And I was safe. Everything was fine. But my manager was let go. Now, that's, from his point of view, it sounds worse than it is. He actually had been asking. And he got a very generous, you know, the severance packages were generous in general and were, you know, time of service based. And he's been there for like 27 years. So it was a very generous package. He's not only is he okay, he's pretty much done. He's 55. And it looks like he and his wife already have a vacation home they bought a couple of years ago in South Florida, kind of for, you know, planning for retirement, and looks like they're moving down there probably in the next 4 to 6 months. And Dave's done. So I'm super happy for him. He deserves it. He's been a hardworking guy for a long time, and he's done a lot of good. But for me and for my group, everything should work out, but it's a big change. I've worked for him for at least 15. Yeah. I've been at Turner 17 years, and I was trying to figure it out exactly when I joined his group. I worked with him before that, but I'm pretty sure he's been my manager about 15 years. So that's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy to think about that. So it'll all work out, but, you know, sometimes change is good. And sometimes we need a kick in the pants like this to make us make, you know, decisions and get out of a rut. Everything will be fine, but whew, it is a big change. Every time I think about it, it kind of shakes me up a little bit, but it'll be all right. It'll be okay. So, but yeah, that was last week, and that's why I had to be there. This week was just more ordinary week. So we had he usually takes us all out to dinner for the holidays, and he moved it up this year. We had that yesterday. It was fun. Had a good time. Sorry, that just gets in my head. It'll be fun. On a brighter note, I ordered, I think I mentioned it in the last podcast, but I ordered a Nexus 5X. I guess maybe 2 weeks ago. I might not have mentioned it. I don't remember if I did or not. But just basically, since I dropped my phone or whatever, it has gotten flakier and flakier. And the little Moto E has done yeoman's work, but, you know, carrying two phones most of the time, and three if I'm on call, is just kind of like, yeah, that was a little much. And I, you know, we still have kind of service issues here at the house sometimes. So I decided to get a 5X with Project Fi, because both Charlotte and I had invites at this point. And she's had Phi on her phone for a couple of weeks now, I would say, and it is definitely helping her service wise. You know, when she's at school previously, on using Ting on T-Mobile's network, she basically got no coverage whatsoever. And now nothing against Ting. We like Ting. But you know, they do actually have two options now, but it's a pick which one. It's not like, you know, Project Phi has the dual carrier SIM. So it's the same two networks, Sprint and T-Mobile, but you know, a Project Phi phone just uses whichever one's stronger. And if you're on a Wi-Fi that works, you do Wi-Fi calling as well. So you have a lot more options. And it does seem to be working. And Murphy's Law, of course, I ordered it, I think I ordered it week before last. It got here while I was out of town, of course. So I had something to look forward to when I got home last night. I got everything set up and, actually I took a bunch of photos. I need to put the photo gallery together and get that posted to the various interwebs today or tomorrow. But it's super nice. Super nice. Nexus 5X, a little bit bigger than the Nexus 5. Very slim. I've taken a couple pictures with the camera so far. Looks to be very nice. The most difficult thing was basically the restore of all the apps and everything. I think I looked at my Wi-Fi usage. You know, I think I looked at it last night. I don't even think it was this morning. You know, I already had like 2.5 gig of Wi-Fi usage from all the restores coming in yesterday or last night. The other thing that was a little tricky was the fingerprint setup, not because it's a very straightforward setup. I couldn't tell at first. At first, it made it sound like, I guess on this phone, you can use the fingerprint setup without a PIN or a password, which is weird because it still would be faster because you just basically, it's on, fingerprint sensor is on the back. You lay your finger on it and the phone wakes up and is open complete, immediately. So it's even faster than hitting the button on the side and flipping up the screen, assuming you didn't have a PIN or a password. So it'd be faster even then, but I actually went through the whole process and then I put the fingerprint sensor on because I wanted to set a password first. And it does look like that if you have a password, then it does do the thing. What I was wanting to make sure that happened was that the fingerprint doesn't work to unlock your phone after a reboot until you put in the password once. So, not like I'm ever going to be tortured or compelled to unlock my phone or something. But the whole thing is you actually can be compelled to hold your fingerprint to a sensor, but legally, obviously with a gun to your head or something, you might do it anyway, but legally you can be compelled to give someone your fingerprint. You can't be compelled to give someone something out of your head. So if I was, in that sort of situation, you turn off the phone and then, the fingerprint sensor is not going to work for the first unlock. And in fact, this has a secure boot option, I guess, which requires you to put in your PIN or password at boot anyway. Kind of try and defeat resets and things like that. So I turned that on as well. Turned everything on and got everything pretty much up and running. By the time it took a couple hours to get, through the whole setup and everything, just all the restores. And I've got to go through probably during the weekend. I realized today, for example, some applications, their state was restored completely. Because Google is giving an option, I think, in Marshmallows, and I haven't had Marshmallow long, so everything hasn't been updated, but I think there are options in Marshmallow to save stuff like settings and maybe even account information, in a small area in Google Drive so that stuff can be restored as you're moving phone to phone. Because I realized for example, I've got my podcast app, but I don't have, I not only have no podcasts, I don't even have the subscriptions. And I was thinking about it and I said, okay, I know I can back that, I can back up that information in BeyondPod. And, I'm like, well, I'll just store it in Dropbox from the phone and then I'll go pull it out of Dropbox on the other phone and import it. I'll be good to go. And then I realized, oh, I bet Dropbox. Yeah. So then I go and look at Dropbox on the new phone and yep, sure enough, put in your information. So I'm like, ah, crap. So didn't get that done last night. And that'll probably be a get to it over the weekend process of going in and going through individually. Practice, you know, every app that I use regularly and just make sure, is it up? Is it running? Does it have all of its stuff? Et cetera. So no biggie. It's just one of those things. And that's a, you know, a, problem that's being solved over time. Like I said, by being able to store stuff, store setting informations in Google Drive. So that'll be the weekend. That'll be fun. Not sure what our plans are for this weekend. There's no big movie or anything. I mean, we're not huge movie people. We do go on occasion. I'm not aware of anything. Oh, duh. Tomorrow's Halloween, though. So, yeah, we are not going to the Duke-Miami game. I don't know if that had been decided the last time I had the podcast. It's just too late. When they announced the date for the game, it's a 7 p.m. game. So it'll already be dark, especially since the time changes this weekend as well. So it'll already be dark. You know, the kids will be out trick-or-treating and we typically go across the street to Charlotte's dad's house and help him out because he still gets a lot of kids. I was talking with Dave, my boss for another week, not even really my boss anymore. Actually the manager change to what was his boss has happened. But, I was talking to Dave and realized I'm quite certain that some of the kids who come trick-or-treating, their parents probably trick-or-treated at Mr. Riddle's house, and possibly even their grandparents, because he's literally been there since the early 70s. So somebody who was young, who was right on the edge, then had kids, it could definitely be possible that, you know, people's kids' grandparents could have also trick-or-treated there. So crazy, crazy times. So we gave the tickets to a friend of Charlotte's. Well, a friend of Charlotte's sons, technically. They're very excited, so that'll be cool. And hopefully Duke will win, and we're already bowl eligible, so pretty cool. And basketball season's getting close. I'm not even sure when the first game is. We actually got tickets to one of the games. We're going to take Charlotte's dad to one of the games during Christmas break. I think it's the Georgia Southern game. It'll be with seating in basically what's normally the student section because students are gone. So they open up those. Those are basically the only games you can get tickets to, you know, with any good chance. I mean, being an Iron Duke in the again gives you the ability to put in for requests for tickets for people that. Basically, people who have season tickets and don't go to every game, they put them into a pool. I assume they get compensated for them. And other Iron Dukes, based on seniority, can get them. So it's going to be a long time before I get those tickets. but we're looking forward to going to the game with Mr. Riddle. So yeah, tomorrow, Charlotte and I are talking about probably wearing our costumes, one of our costumes that we normally go to con in. So I might wear my Fallout suit or I might wear some piratey sort of thing. Not sure, but we'll be here and should be a good time. So probably play some games and just have an all around good time. So that'll be it. Rambled my way through 19 minutes, so I think that's more than long enough. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find the show in the show notes at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, and all of my other social media-ish information is there as well. Twitter, Facebook, Google+, all that stuff. So feel free if you want to leave a comment or send some audio feedback or whatever, just send it on. It'll be fun. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported. I need to look into the newer versions, but I just haven't gotten around to that. And I think that's it. We'll talk to you again in a week or so. I'm going to try and get this on a fairly regular schedule just because people like that sort of thing. So it'll probably either be Fridays weekly or Fridays every other week. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.